Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, it's time to go kloofing. I did put that question to you earlier on. Do any of you engage in this activity? Are any of you familiar with it? If you have engaged in it, what have you experienced? Well, we can add to the discussion now with Stefan Solomons, who's one of the lead guides at Afrikanion, if I've got that right. Stefan, good afternoon to you. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us on today's show.
Good afternoon, Michael. Thank you for having me.
No, great to have you on board, Stefan, and thanks for taking the time to chat to us about this activity. We usually, as I mentioned to the listeners, or I remind everyone that, you know, this is the time we talk about outdoor activities, heading out to the hills, doing those things country-wise. Now, kloofing. Let's start with that. What exactly is kloofing?
Kloofing is basically an Afrikaans word for canyoning, which means moving down mountains or river beds, abseiling, jumping, swimming, ziplining.
Okay.
So word encompasses all of that.
Okay, so you could say it's multitasking outdoors, so to speak.
Yes, very much so.
Very much so with all these activities. Right, so having the, okay, so we encompass, as I mentioned, all these activities. Now, looking at Afrikanion, so tell us now, where exactly is this part of the world? And yes, tell us more about the activities there.
So we are just outside of Plettenberg Bay, 20 kilometers to the east, depending on which direction you're coming from.
Okay.
Just before our toll gates in this area.
All right, so is that heading towards PE? I beg your pardon, Klebecha?
Yes, if you're heading away from Klebecha, we are 10 minutes away from the toll gates. If you're heading from Plettenberg Bay, which is in the south, just close to the eastern border.
Okay, so let's elaborate a little. All the info, tell us more about this. What does it entail? Well, what do you offer?
So we offer a short and a standard tour. On your short tour, you would be doing one abseil, and then lots of cliff jumping and swimming. You're basically chasing waterfalls, and then your standard tour includes a massive zip line as well.
Okay.
So you end off with a bang.
All right. And the environment itself, this canyon, let's just get a feel of it. How large is this place? What are we looking at here?
So you're basically traveling for 2 kilometers in the canyon itself. Depth-wise, you drop 165 meters. Into the earth.
Wow. Okay. So that was the short one. And what is the duration now? What is the what is the timing for this particular discipline?
It depends on how big your group is, but our average safe time is 2 hours, depending on the group size. The bigger the group, the longer it takes. It's all about everyone's abilities.
Okay. So that's the short one. What about the long one?
The long one adds the zip line. Like I said, you end with a bang on the longer one, which is the standard tour, which includes more jumping and swimming and just beautiful scenery, waterfalls everywhere.
Okay. And so what are you looking cost-wise there?
Cost-wise, it also depends on what time of the year you make your booking. But group-wise, it is 890 Rand per person.
Okay.
And then for the short, and then for the long, it would be 1,055 Rand. That includes all of your gear except your shoes. So you get a wetsuit from us. You get a harness, you get a floating vest, and you get a helmet. So we provide all of that.
Okay. And Stefan, there is, we'll elaborate on those aspects a little later on, but looking at the trip times, that is specific, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So you have a 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 1 o'clock tour for our standards.
Okay.
You have to be with us an hour prior to your booking. Then you have the 10 and the 2 o'clock slots, which are the short tours.
Okay. Right. Now, let's look at age group and fitness aspects. Age groups now, from what ages till what ages do you admit or recommend, you
from
could say?
From 8 till 80. From 8 years old till 80 years old.
Okay. And what must they be mindful of regarding fitness and health, that kind of thing? Let's look into that a bit closer.
You don't have to be particularly fit. We do almost everything for you. So we basically scare you safely as we go into the canyon.
You scare one safely.
Okay. Yes, we scare you safely.
All right. Okay. And what can one bring along?
I'll bring along GoPro if you have one, and lots of energy and lots of smiles, because we also take lots of photos and make videos.
Okay, somebody's asking, I've never done anything like this before. So if we can just elaborate on that, are there any important aspects they need to focus on?
Just height-wise, you need to listen to your guides. If you are afraid of heights or you have any medical conditions, mm-hmm. you must please be clear and upfront about anything. Don't hide anything from your guides. Because mm-hmm. do remember, you are more than 100 meters below ground level.
Okay.
And we are in charge of your safety.
Right. And someone's asking, yeah, what do I have to be a professional swimmer?
Not at all. We give you a life vest. Mm-hmm. So you just jump in the water and not panic, and then we can assist you as well.
Okay. And something interesting coming about here. What about weather conditions? What does one need to be mindful of? And when can one do this?
You can do this all year round. It all depends on how much rain that falls, but we operate in the rain and in the sunshine.
All right. And your crew, tell us more about the crew who assists.
So we are originally a crew of 6 guides. We seasonally, we have 1 or 2 extra guides. We have an extra guide at the moment called Tom. He's mm-hmm. a very good bloke. He just finished school last year.
Right.
And then in the office, we have Essie, which is our number one super receptionist. And then upstairs, back office, we have Carol. But we all link together as one big happy family.
Okay. What is the age of the oldest guest that's ever undertaken this?
79 years old, a lady from the United States of America.
Okay. And the youngest, for that matter?
The youngest was a little girl that her parents lied on her entry form, said she was 8, but she was actually 6 years old.
Stefan, speaking of which, I'm sure there have been some chances. Well, what I mean by chances, you know, I've always got those daredevils, those who want to do something unique in the outdoors, those who are wanting to you know, like challenge the elements perhaps, or going the extra mile. Have you encountered any interesting individuals or situations so far?
We've encountered individuals, yes, but we've made it very clear to them. We have multiple exits on our routes mm-hmm. due to safety and our standard operating procedure. So we tell them, if you chance it, I will escape you from the river, and your tour ends exactly where you stand.
Okay, so you guys are very, very rigid, and okay, that's yeah, that's a very, shall we say, assuring coming from you in terms, as you put it, in terms of safety and just peace of mind. Now, you are right now concentrated in this part of the world. Do you intend taking this anywhere else, or do you engage in these activities anywhere else? And do you offer these kind of services anywhere else?
So we do engage in it across country, but only sometimes, because we set up abseils, zip lines, and high lines for the expedition crew, the guys that do the adventure racing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we set up all over the country for them. We have set up a 50-meter abseil in Somerset East last year with 9 abseil lines.
Okay. Stefan, we just have to take a short commercial break. When we come back, it's just a few more questions I'd like to put to you. Joining me on the line, Stefan Solomons, one of the lead guides at Africanyon, talking to us about kloofing. I'll put the question out there to you again. Have any of you engaged in this outdoor activity? Let us know. What's up, 061-895-1019. We'll be back after this.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time check is just about going 19 minutes to the top of the hour, 19 minutes to 4. If you've just joined us, welcome to the first hour of the Afternoon Overdrive, 101.9 High FM. I'm Michael McKenna. We're learning all about kloofing from Stefan Solomons, who's one of the lead guides at Africanyon. Stefan, thanks for staying on the line. Stefan, how is this catching on, kloofing?
It's growing quite rapidly. We had a big growth spurt just before COVID hit, and then we slowed down as we opened back up 7 months later.
All right.
But it's growing quite rapidly. We've been quite busy this season, but it's quieting down because schools are about to start.
No, sure. And what about from a tourist perspective? Were you speaking about the Americans earlier on and what have you? So is this really attracting a lot of attention from abroad?
Yes, so much attention from abroad, because we are at the moment top 10 on TripAdvisor for action adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a lot of foreigners, mostly Dutch and German.
Okay. All right.
But we have been getting people from all over the world.
Okay. Stefan, all right. So we were talking about, you know, how you're extending beyond Afrikaner where you are. Any thoughts perhaps of going to, exploring, for example, like the Fish River Canyon or the Blyde River Canyon areas? Fish River being the largest canyon in Africa, am I correct? And of course, that would present a somewhat challenging experience, to put it mildly.
Yes, that is more for the advanced canyoneers and people that are into mountaineering, mm-hmm. because there you need to know how to climb, how to swim, how to navigate a difficult situation.
All right. Okay. And so, Stephen, you've basically outlined what it all encompasses. What I usually do is I always ask my guests, put it out there. Regarding Afrikaner, what do you want to promote? Are there any other important aspects you'd like to point out to everybody? Is there anything you'd like to promote regarding the activity? Anything more we need to be mindful of? Please, it's over to you. Just give it all you want to.
All good. Okay, we discussed earlier, for those viewers just tuning in, we are Afrikaner. We are based in Plettenberg Bay. Mm-hmm. If you Google us, you will find us. Lots of photos, lots of videos. Right by us, we have an animal alley where you can see elephants and birds and monkeys. We have a restaurant right behind our base. We are just all energetic and fun-loving, and we are all positive people. So come and enjoy a day with us. And make it memorable.
Okay, and regarding Kloofing itself, is there anything more encouraging you'd just like to add? Anything you'd just like to leave as a parting shot?
If you are not comfortable with the outside, come give us a go, and we will make sure that your first experience on the outside, chasing waterfalls and jumping off rocks into water, is a very memorable one. We do everything safely.
Okay. Stefan, it was great having you on board, and thanks for coming, for taking the time to come on the show to let us know what Kloofing is all about. Certainly entails a number of, shall we say, outdoor disciplines. From all of us, Stefan, everything of the best for 2025, a happy new year. And yes, go well, and thanks once again for joining us on the show. Stefan Solomons, one of the lead guides, at Afrikaner.